LA City Council meetings next week scheduled to be in person. Los Angeles, the Los Angeles City Council is set to resume in-person meetings next week in the council chamber, according to the city clerk's office October 21. The agenda for next Tuesday and Wednesday's meeting, posted Friday afternoon, notes the meeting location as the council chamber at City Hall. A representative from the city clerk's office confirmed the in-person meetings to City News Service. The council held meetings virtually this week due to COVID-19 exposure, with 10 members, the minimum for a quorum, present for most of all three meetings. Both Council President Paul Krikorian and Councilman Mike Bonin have tested positive for COVID-19 since last week, though Bonin has since tested negative. Councilman Mitch O'Farrell, the council's current president pro tempore, presided over meetings this week in front of an empty chamber while Krikorian and the other council members joined remotely. City News Service has reached out to Krikorian's office for an update on whether the council president has tested negative. Last week's meetings were either delayed, adjourned, or cancelled as protesters filled the council chamber demanding the resignations of the council members involved in the City Hall racism scandal. Molly Talcott, who lives in Chedillo's district and teaches in De Leon's district as a professor at Cal State LA, implored the council to break quorum. "It's up to you all to take a stand," Talcott said. "You cannot be neutral on a moving train. And continuing to hold city council meetings shows that you continue to be complicit." Denise Nitter, policy manager with the Los Angeles County Business Federation, spoke for the group of more than 200 businesses. "We have lots of pressing, important issues that we need to tackle that cannot be addressed in good faith while you are still holding office," she said, addressing De Leon and Chedillo. "You've proven yourself completely unfit for public office." But several council members explained why they were continuing with the city's business, and said that whether they meet has no leverage over the two embattled councilmen's decisions. "We will not shut down meetings because one person out of 4 million people chooses not to do the right thing and resign from his office," Council President Paul Krikorian said. "We cannot let bullies continue to block the work of the council by refusing to resign," Councilwoman Nithya Raman said. "And I don't believe that us not meeting has any leverage on them making that decision. They have shown a clear indifference to calls from throughout this entire country." The protest is one of the latest developments in the public's reaction to the recording that was leaked October 9. In the conversation from October 2021, then-Council President Nery Martinez made racially disparaging comments toward various ethnic groups, as well as Councilman Mike Bonin's 2-year-old black adopted son. The remarks were made during a discussion on the city's once-a-decade redistricting with Councilman Kevin De Leon and Gil Chedillo, and Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera. In the tapes, De Leon compared Councilman Mike Bonin's handling of his son at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade to "when Nuri brings her little Goyard bag or the Louis Vuitton bag." He did not interject as Martinez belittled Bonin, who is white and openly gay, and called Bonin's child, Ese Changuito, Spanish for "that little monkey." Martinez also said of Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin, "that guy. Ellipsis. He's with the blacks." The group later talked about how to keep Latino councilors in office so that Latino districts would not lose financial resources after the maps were redrawn. While former Council President Nery Martinez has resigned, Councilman Kevin De Leon and Gil Chedillo have defied calls for resignation. If neither resigns by Tuesday, and De Leon already said this week he does not plan on stepping down, protesters could attempt to disrupt the meeting again if it is held in person. Items scheduled to be taken up next week by the council include calling a special election to fill Martinez's vacant seat and censuring De Leon and Chedillo. Sophie Lee contributed to this report.